su cupidis, simus su cupidis, dorientis et flectantis pares et separis.
Compared to the light through effect you get on LSD or other drugs, you know what I mean, other hallucinogenic drugs. But when you're not using drugs or taking a break, the kaleidoscope will remind you of that light through colorful experience, color being tactile. In other words, pre-literate cultures have very colorful costumes and clothing. All right.
Okay.
And the alphabetic man, the print man of 100, 200 years ago in the West, was a very bland, kind of anemic form of cultural clothing. So that's pretty clear. I think I made it clear. Just learned something from that.
Okay, well, do you think kaleidoscope would be a good medium for the media to use in the East-West picture ahead?
from Switzerland came Swan Dive. This was Exit 101. The vocalist of the band was Anna Kinn. She's quite often on the show. But Swan Dive had a great sound. Now to an album, a collaborative between Rotoscope and the Deezer Do Real, NMI RES.
Sometimes evil comes as a man of peace.
The night seems brighter than the light of day. As the stars fall down, cities burn away. And all the people standing cheek to cheek, waiting patiently to take a final peek.
Dubai was the lead singer of Days of the Real. This was In Transit from his own band called Simply Abai. Finishing up today, LA-based DJ Robert Koch from Berlin with an amazing version of California Dreaming, followed by Kanté im ersten Licht. That was today's Radio Goethe. Thank you so much for listening. Tschüss, I'm Arndt Peltner.
Schmerz. weit in ferner Zukunft, in einer Sprache, deren Worte wir noch lange kaum beherrschen, der wir uns blindlings anvertrauen, gegen die Regeln der Vernunft, reden wir manchmal.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. You may not know who in your community is struggling with hunger.
It could be your next-door neighbor. It could be your friend.
Eloisa Trinidad is with the nonprofit Chili's on Wheels. The New York-based group has built a network of chapters around the country that share free vegan meals. She says the food is delicious and healthy, and she says her chapter's menu represents different cultures.
Maybe we'll have Thai food one day. Maybe the next day it'll be Indian food. Maybe the next day it'll be Mexican food. We have a very diverse community. And so we really try to bring what the people want to eat.
The program provides food for people in need who do not want to give up a vegan diet. And it helps others learn about the benefits of eating more plant-rich meals. For example, how growing vegetables emits less climate warming pollution than producing meat and dairy.
When we distribute meals or fresh produce, they'll get a pamphlet on what plant-based eating is and the reasons why we need to move towards a plant-based food system.
But whether or not people become vegan, all can enjoy healthy food that's good for the climate.
We just welcome you in and we break bread together and we share a meal together.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You're listening to C-